Podka episode number 37. Today is the 22nd of July 2022, and I'm your host, Adrian. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. I see in English. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
For further details on proficiency in English, please refer to English language requirements on the university calendar. Graduate programs at the LSE are highly selective, and you will need to show you possess high levels of English proficiency before starting. If you are not able to take TOEFL, IELTS, the Pearson Test of English or Cambridge English, Advanced, Certificate of Advanced English to fulfill the minimum English requirements, there are alternative English programs and tests that you can take. For more details, see other ways of meeting the English language requirements. If you plan to use English tests on an immigration or citizenship application, you should take one of the tests listed. You will have to present proof of your identity to the testing site before you are allowed to take your test. The details used to register for the test should match those in your passport or other ID. Once you have passed your tests, you will receive a unique SELT reference number, which you should use when making your claim. Your answers to relevant questions on your application form will give you a guide as to whether or not the LSE will need to take English tests from you. The conditions that LSE sets will vary depending on the course. Please refer to the English test requirements table below. If you took your tests in the UK, you may be able to use your results both in UK applications and abroad. You can also use tests taken abroad for applications made in the UK. If you did not sit the test when applying, your application may still be considered without one, but any offer will be subject to meeting the required scores. You may be able to make special requests when booking a test, if, for example, you have a disability and require additional equipment or assistance to get to your testing site. Some campuses may require interviews during the application review process to determine English proficiency. Below, you will find some of the most common English word puzzles. Tongue twisters also help improve your accent using alliteration, which is a repeating sound. Two of these verbs can also function as nouns, but I am going to focus on the three words as verbs today. The phrase is a multiple word expression, which cannot be explained using normal rules of English grammar because of its irregular syntax. Another difficulty in learning German is the fact that there are a number of words which do not really have an English equivalent, nor do they translate properly. Long ago, the NOSE went from being a vernacular English language in little more than a century to an established, American, English-based slang. The phrase long time, NOSE appeared first in the Oxford English Dictionary in 1901. Today, long-time NOSE is used as greetings with such widespread adoption. There is nothing that would suggest a Native American origin for the phrase, nor for the origin of the term, nor for Mandarin Chinese. As the 20th century wore on, long-time NOSE began to transition from being a broken English phrase into the standard way of greeting a long-time acquaintance. It is not known where the more Americanized definitions came from, although they are used quite often. Translated videos titles and descriptions may appear in YouTube search results to viewers speaking these other languages. Viewers speaking other languages can also find and watch any of your videos that have captions. You can use the virtual keywords, or you can use English Assamese voice translator to talk about Assams. And it is easy for you to figure out if a person is talking in Assamese or English. If you want to convert the Assamese into English, English to Assamese translation supports virtual keyboards too for a lot of languages. You can use this virtual keyword for typing Assamese and it will convert your text into your selected language automatically. You can also translate any language into Assamese and with the English to Assamese translation. You get also the virtual Assamese keyboard that helps in typing Assamese. If you want to work for Assam government, then you need to learn Assamese. To learn Assamese, you can use English to Assamese translation. If you want to have any type of conversation in Assamese, Then you can use this English to Assamese translation to have an Assamese conversation too. There are two types of tests because the different routes for immigration requires varying levels of English proficiency. To see what level you will need, please
refer to your immigration routes individual guide. The level of testing you need, known as Common European Framework for Languages levels, will vary depending on which route you are applying on. By looking at this handout, you will see how much it costs to borrow. I cannot see the point to spend that much on the car. See, the problem is, right now, I am very busy with this. Things are going to come together, you will see. She has got a new book coming out, but I cannot see that doing too well. The success of anything can be measured only when you use it for what it was intended for. This expression can be used in many ways, but is more relevant when someone claims something is impossible, or must not be done, for whatever reason. An Erbsenzahler may also refer to a person who is thrifty and does not want to spend any money on anything. This expression is particularly applicable for learning languages, since even scientists now admit that having a couple glasses of alcohol helps you become fluent in whatever language you are studying. While it is certainly important, and something we cover in our online English classes, it is also important to learn idioms, expressions, and common phrases as you study languages.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.